So now we see this is the Antichrist. Let's continue on. Verse 42. If you're going to put a mark by anything, 40 and 41 are absolute key verses, or good ones you could remember or memorize. 42, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. So now we know that the land of Egypt shall not escape. There's only one left, which is who? The king of the north. King of the south was Egypt. The king of the north is Syria, which means the Antichrist comes out of Syria. Thank you very much, God, for what you wrote down. You don't thank me. You could have found this yourself. I'm just showing you what the Bible plainly says. Amen? The Bible says, but he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things that Egypt and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be in his steps. Now that's as far as we're going to go. Well, we'll read verse 44. But the tidings from the east and out of the north shall trouble him. And you need to know this because I keep telling you that the kings of the east and the kings of the north are going to give him a hard time during these last 3.5 years. Why? So he can't conquer Israel. Who stirs up the kings? Who stirs up these kings of the north and the east? God. Who stirs up all these plagues? God. Why does he do it? To protect Israel. Why? So by the end of the tribulation period, all of them could be saved, whether they got born again or they accept the Messiah at the end of the tribulation period. God rises this up. God does the plague similar to the way he did in Egypt. Now going over to Revelation chapter 13 very quickly. We're not going to spend much time here. I've been keeping here all night for weeks now. So I'm going to point up a couple things to you. Revelation chapter 13. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and a beast rose up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and on each of his heads, a blasphemous name. Now the 7 heads represent the seven kingdoms, that the 7 Gentile kingdoms that have persecuted Israel from the beginning, which are Egypt was the first one. Everybody knows Moses led them out of Egypt, right? Then it was Assyria, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, right? Which was Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. Jeremiah prophesied all about that. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, which was taken over by Greece. We just talked about that. And then Rome was the 6th, right? Rome was the one that took over all of them, so we got the whole Roman Empire territory. We know the Antichrist, they pinpointed down, rise out of the Grecian territory, which was Egypt, Assyria, Turkey, and Greece. Now we know that these 7 heads represent these 7 kingdoms. What's the 7th one? Well, the 7th one is the one that the 10 kingdoms rise out of in the last days. That's what the 7th head is. So we got 1, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, and Greece. Rome is 6. We're missing 1. What's the 7th? That's these 10 kings that rise out. What's the 8th? He says the beast is the 8th king, he says, over there in chapter 17. Well, what's the 8th? Well, the beast, the body, was a leopard. Was it a leopard? Chapter 17. The body is a leopard, which represented what in the Daniel? It represented the Grecian. And I told you that he's going to be empowered by that Grecian prince. That's just further proof that what I'm telling you is the truth. It says that that beast came out of the abyss. We know no man came out of the abyss. And we know the devil wasn't locked away yet. Not at that time. So if the devil's not locked away, and it's not a man, then it must be some other spiritual force, which is the same Grecian prince that influenced Alexander the Great in the earlier days. Okay? That leopard is the body, which means that's his main area he's going to come out of. Okay? Let's continue on. Now, let's start here in verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, Media, Persia, leopard, Greece. His mouth was like that of a lion, Babylon. And the dragon gave him power and the seat of great authority. It's representing the areas of the world he's coming out of. Dragon gave him his power. The devil is the dragon, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the heads as if it were wounded to death. That's the Grecian Empire. Pay close attention. And his deadly wound had been healed. That Grecian Empire is revived in the last days. That's the wounded hand. It's not some guy. There's movies out there. They show him getting shot in the head and he gets resurrected. Just stick with what the Bible says. These heads have nothing to do with a human man's head. They have to do with different kingdoms. It's very clear. We just went through the whole book of Daniel and you saw that. Did it say anything about a man being resurrected in Daniel? Then it's not talking about a man being resurrected here. It's the same thing, same symbolism. It's talking about the Grecian Empire that was in Daniel's day being revived in the last days. Okay? And it says, it was healed and all the world wondered after the beast. They also worshiped the dragon who had given power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast saying, who's like the beast, who's able to make war against him? Well, the beast is the Antichrist. The devil is the one that gives him the power. The head that was healed is the Grecian Empire, right? That's one of the heads that was healed. And in particular, that represents the 10 kingdoms all come out of that last head there. In that area of the world. And these ten horns represent the 10 kingdoms, and the crowns represent that these kings have power for 3.5 years, and then we see that the Antichrist gets the power during the last 3.5 years from these 10 kingdoms. They give his power, their power over to him. Now, let's continue on. They worshiped the dragon who gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who's like the beast, who's able to make war against him? And they were given it was given unto him a mouth speaking great things. Does that not sound exactly like what we read in Daniel? Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the same man speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him for 42 months. How long is that? That's 3.5 years. Not the whole 7-year period. For the first 3.5 years, he's going to be going about trying to conquer that area of the world. What area of the world? Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, and Greece. That whole Roman Empire territory. He's trying to conquer that whole territory. And then, when he finally does, mid-tribulation, he has all the power. Now, they all submit their power, the 10 kings. He has the power of all these 10 kings. He has the power. The devil gives him his power, his throne, and great authority. We got the Grecian prince empowering him, the body of the leopard. So now he's got all the power in his hands, all Satan's kingdom, all of it. And what does he do? He tries to kill the Jews, just like the devil's been trying to do from the beginning. Well, how did he do that? Through Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, and Rome. All of those were oppressing Egypt from the beginning. So it's the same thing. The devil's after the Jews. It's like he's always been. Why? Because they're God's chosen people. Now, verse 6, and he opened his mouth to blaspheme God. This sounds exactly like Daniel, doesn't it? That's because it's the same type of deal. To blaspheme God and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. You can read about this in, if you're taking notes, Daniel 7, verse 11. Verses 20 through 25, chapter 11, 36 through 45, 12, verse 7. Revelation 11, 1 through 3, Revelation 12, verse 6, and verse 14, chapter 17, 8 through 17. It's a lot of scriptures proving that this is all the facts here. Now, and it was given unto him to make war against the saints and to overcome them. Isn't that what he said? The starry hosts, he called it. Overcoming them, throwing, stamping them to the ground. To overcome them, and power is given him over all. This is where we get a monkey wrench thrown in the gears. You see right here, Pastor Dan, I'm telling you right now it's Obama. Because it says right here he's going to take over the whole world, and there's nobody more powerful than Obama. Well, God bless Obama, and you should be praying for him. But to his dismay, he's not the Antichrist. As hard as he tries, he's not from that area of the world. He cannot be him. Okay, he couldn't be if he tried. Amen. And his number of his name doesn't add up to 666 either. Okay? So now here it says, all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Let me read you a couple things that I wrote down here. Now, anybody that knows the different figures of speech and so on and so forth might have heard of what a synecdoche is. A synecdoche, has anybody ever heard of that other than from me? Probably not. But if you go home in your dictionary or your encyclopedia, whatever, you can look up a synecdoche means a part for a hole for a part. The example I keep giving you is the whole world on Black Friday was at Walmart. You should have seen it. Or how many people showed up to the family reunion? Man, you should have seen it. The whole world was there. How many people showed up? How many people were at Summerfest? I mean, there were people from the whole world was at Summerfest this year. You should have seen it. Now, either you're lying or you're trying to give them a description of there's a great number of people being there, right? Well, you see this in the Bible in multiple places. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "There went out Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan and were baptized by John in the Jordan." Literally, if we were to take that literally, that would mean every woman, child, and every religious leader was baptized. But we know the religious leaders rejected it. Jesus said, "Let me ask you a question. John's baptism, where did it come from? From heaven or from men?" They talked amongst each other and they said, "Well, if we say from heaven, he'll say, why didn't you believe him?" Because they didn't believe him. Say from men, the people will stone us. So the religious leaders weren't baptized, but yet it says all. So it's either lying or it's trying to describe that the majority, a lot of people, right? Would you agree with me? Here's another example. Luke 2:1. "There went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Now, did Caesar Augustus rule over the whole world? No, he did not. Now, could Caesar Augustus tax all the barbarous tribes outside the Roman Empire? Could he do that? Did he tax the Indians, North and South America, and all the land of the sea where he never dreamed of? He did not. But here it says right here, all the world should be taxed. So you must be talking about over Caesar Augustus' territory, wouldn't you agree? Romans chapter 1, verse 8, "Your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world," Paul said to the church in Rome. Now, even to this day, the whole world doesn't know about the faith of the church in Rome. So either Paul was lying or he's trying to make a point that their faith was spread. A lot of people had heard about it. Would you agree? Well, that's the exact same thing he's doing over here in Revelation. It's the whole territory that the Antichrist rules over, which is the old Roman Empire territory. Some people still disagree with me, but all I got to do is take them back there to Daniel. It says he ruled over many, but not all. He couldn't even get Edom, Moab, and Ammon right there. Right in Jordan, right in front of him. And not only that, we know according to Revelation chapter 12 that Israel flees to the mountains, according to Jesus' own words. So he can't take over the whole world. Just the whole world that he had territory, had control over there. Amen? You can see that now. All he's given to make war against the saints and overcome them. He's given power over all kindreds, tongues, and nations in the old Roman Empire territory. Okay? Now you can read about that again in verses 15 and 16. Chapter 15, 2 through 4, 20. Verse 4, Daniel 7, 21. Daniel 8, 24. Daniel 11, 35 through 45. Daniel 12, 1. Verse 7, Matthew 24, 15 through 22, Jesus talked about it. "Now, and all that dwell on the earth shall worship him." Now again, that's all in that area. "Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world." Now, he says, "If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. He leads in, if anyone is to be led into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints." In other words, you're going to have to endure this. Why? Because he gets power over them. He's going to kill them. They're going to get beheaded, it says in the book of Revelation. That's how they're going to die. Now, if anybody doesn't think they're going to bring back capital punishment by beheading, go look at ISIS. They're already cutting people's heads off now. That's a sign of the times. That's showing that spirit's already out there working, trying to revive this beheading type of thing. It's all sorts of things that are taking place. Now, if anybody doesn't believe that we're in the end times, look in the Middle East. Quit looking over here. The Bible doesn't talk anything about the United States. Forget about it. Look at the Middle East. What's happening over there is prophecies being fulfilled. This is all preparation for these 10 kingdoms to rise up so we can figure out who the Antichrist is. But we won't know until we're in heaven. Amen. We won't. Why? Because we're going to live holy lives. Amen. We're going to obey God. Amen?
Amen?
Well, how soon is it going to happen? Very, very soon. That I will tell you. Now, And I beheld another beast coming out from the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. The reason he comes with two horns as a lamb is he's coming in the form of deception. He's going to do, according to 2 Thessalonians, he's going to do lying signs and wonders and miracles to deceive people. According to Jesus' words, he said prophets to do signs and wonders to deceive the elect, if that were possible. Which is the elect, which are the people in that area of the world that are right there around the Jewish temple. He's going to be deceiving these people by signs and wonders and miracles. In fact, that's how he's going to get the Antichrist is going to get all these kingdoms to follow him by signs and wonders. Now, he spoke as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast on his behalf. He exercised all the power of the first beast and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound had been healed. And he does great wonders, and he makes fire to come down from heaven to earth in the full sight of men. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, and he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image of the beast, which had the wounded by the sword and yet lived. So they're going to make an image, and they're going to make them worship it, the people in that area. It simply means what it says. There's really no need to go further. And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should speak and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, all in that area of the world, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark. Now, most people think it's one mark. This is another deception. Pay close attention to what's being said here. To receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one should buy, no one might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. There's three brands. Three brands. Mark, name, number of his name. Mark, name, the name of him, and also the number of his name. Now we know, we can see this here in verse 18. I don't even need to tell you, it says right here. Here's wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number. So we know what the number of the beast is, but we don't know his name, nor do we know what his mark is. And people all over the world trying to say what they know what the mark of the beast is. No, they don't. They know what the number of the beast is. They don't know what his mark is. Nobody's ever seen it. In fact, I don't think anybody will know until after the 3.5 years till after the rapture happens. Amen? We're going to know what it is. For it is the number of a man. A man. A man. And his number is 666 or 666.